You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Well, coming off the back of a superb festive period of racing, we're going to look ahead to some of the markets for the Cheltenham Festival. The Cheltenham Gold Cup is a race that has been influenced heavily by the King George in recent years. The likes of Long Run, Corto Star, Best Mate, Desert Orchid, to name a few, have won the King George en route to Gold Cup success. And this year's renewal was won in good fashion by Mike Bite, who's now, unsurprisingly, the 7-2 market leader for the Blue Ribbon Staying Chase event at the Cheltenham Festival. Mark Walton in the studio with Stephen Powell to look ahead to the big race, which takes place in, 3 months' time? Mike Bite, Stephen, were you impressed with his performance over the festive period?
Yeah, I was actually, Mark, to be honest. Obviously, Bristol de May didn't show his true form, as we now know, and we'll cover that in more depth when we come to him. But Mike Bite really forced and turned the screw on him from a long way out. I don't think he was all out at the finish. I think the way he jumped those three fences up the straight suggests that if he'd have been challenged earlier, he'd have found more. And I think the other the second and third horses that day were ridden to not win, basically, because they didn't think they'd be able to pick up the pieces, and that's exactly what they did. Once Mike Bite had seen off Bristol de May, he's galloped on well, and Double Shuffle has come through to pick up second place with T for Two back in third, and Thistle Crack, who did try and chase the front two, has paid late on him, finishing fourth, which was a much better run from him, incidentally. But all in all, it wasn't spectacular, but I think he did it, and he did it well.
Yeah, when you see a 50-1 shot in second and a 20-1 shot in third, it kind of takes the gloss off the result in some ways. But the way Mike Bite did it, and like I say, they just picked up the pieces because he made it such a test. And the fact that he stayed there in front just adds further weight to his success, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, the ground wasn't particularly good in Kempton terms, to be fair, either. They're normally well known for a decent surface, but obviously it's been pretty wet in recent weeks all up and down the country. It wasn't a vintage renewal, but I don't think, other than sort of streaking clear, which was never really going to happen because of the way the race was going to be run with Bristol de May, there's not a lot more he could have done, really.
The second favourite is the tricky one to kind of fathom, really. Sizing John, the defending champion, looked also impressive on his reappearance, but flopped at Leopardstown over Christmas. The worrying thing with him is they can't find a reason for it. They're going to do more blood tests on him at the time of recording this. He's 7-1 second in the market, but can you really back him with the cloud over his performance, really? Or do you just put a line through it and think every horse can have a bad run?
Well, I am inclined to think that, yes, because when you look at his form from the very start, he's never actually really ran a bad race ever. From when he started off with Henry de Bromhead, he was winning and being placed in novice hurdles. I mean, he was third behind Duvan, of course, in the Supreme, second behind him at Punchestown, and then he won over fences, placed over fences, arguably, as we now know, running over the wrong trip for a couple of seasons. But he joined Jessica Harrington, they put him up in trip, and he never looked back, and he's blotted his copybook, as it were, with this run at Leopardstown. But it really was too bad to be true. I mean, it was only 18 days after he'd hacked up at Punchestown when he beat Jackadam very easily in the John Durkin. And on the form that we know from last year, he'd probably better on a decent surface as well with his, you know, wins at Cheltenham and Punchestown when he did have some hard races. And also, don't forget as well, he's been in training quite a while. He was being prepared for the Betfair Chase, which he never made, because the ground was too soft for him. So he then had 3 weeks just being ticked over to go to Punchestown, then 18 days before the Christmas Chase at Leopardstown. So I would be inclined just to forgive him the run. It was too bad to be true. He's not done it before, and everyone deserves a second chance, Mark.
Yes. Depending on the way you stand with anti-post betting as well, you could look at that and think, 7-1 about Sizing John, if he comes back and wins and this proves to be just a blip, you're not going to get 7-1 about him on the day.
If he wins the Irish Gold Cup like he did at Leopardstown last year in February, then he's going to be favourite, I think, over Mike Bite. So even if you wanted to back him at 7-1 each way, you know that's the one race he's going to go for at Cheltenham, so there's going to be no worries about where he's going to go in terms of, shall we switch him back, shall we move him here? No, if he runs, he's going to be in the Gold Cup, and they're not going to run him unless he's 110%.
Where does Coney Island fit into this for you? Because he's 10-1 in the market. I thought that was a little bit short, really, given that he won a three-runner graduation chase at Ascot on the 23rd of December. He obviously was a Grade 1 winner as a novice last season. Can he step up to Gold Cup level on the back of that performance at Ascot?
He still has potential. He's very lightly raced for his age, Mark. He's only had 10 runs, and Eddie Harty isn't one to go all guns blazing early on, and has great longevity. Captain Seabee would be the one that springs to mind from that yard. And obviously been a long time since we'd seen him narrowly defeated to our Duke, but he's now shorter than our Duke, even though arguably, well, not arguably, our Duke has achieved more than Coney Island so far. So his acid test is going to be next time out. They're going to have to step him up in grade. You would think it would be the Irish Gold Cup would possibly be the race where they test him, because he's ran well at Leopardstown before, placed over that course and distance. He won his maiden hurdle there as well, incidentally, and we'll know more. It's a wait and watch at the moment for me. He hasn't done enough to warrant his position in the betting, I don't think, personally.
Okay. We mentioned Sizing John in quite a bit of detail there. We should have really mentioned Road to Respect in connection, shouldn't we? Because he won the race that Sizing John disappointed in over in Ireland. He's a 10-1 shot.
Yeah, Road to Respect, who obviously really sort of came to general notice when he beat York Hill last year at Fairy House, which was quite an achievement considering he's been repeatedly touted as being better left-handed. And he also won at Punchestown in the autumn as well, which was a good effort considering, again, he's the wrong way around, which was the reason that was given for his defeat at Down Royal, that it was right-handed. Back left-handed, he stayed on well. He's obviously still improving. He handles Cheltenham. He's a festival winner with that very, very impressive performance last year when he won the Brown Advisory and Mirabelle Stable Plate, as it's now called. And he, for me, should be at least above Coney Island in the betting. I've just got a niggling feeling somewhere at the back of my mind, Mark, that he's not going to be quite good enough to win. I think he is improving. That was a career best from him, but he's going to need another career best again, and a better one, if that makes sense. Because obviously it's always better than the one before if it's a career best, but significantly better. And I can imagine him running well and him being there turning in, but just not being quite good enough to win.
We've then got the Colin Tizard pair next in the market. Native River at 12-1 with Thistlecrack, also the same price. Much better from Thistlecrack on Boxing Day. We haven't seen Native River, but on his performances last season, 12-1 could look big about him as well.
Yes, Native River, if you were to give me £10 now, Mark, to have a bet, I would back Native River each way at 12-1. Again, because we know it's the one race that he's being targeted at. His entire year has been revolved around the Gold Cup this year, where last year it was only after he'd proved he was good enough to run in it by wins in the Hennessy and the Welsh National that they went. And I just wonder, it was a very good run, but he's going to have a different type of preparation revolved around the Gold Cup, where last year it wasn't, and he ran an absolute blinder. And as I said, we know that it's the one race he's going to run in. Stays well, jumps well, ground's indifferent, trip is absolutely fine, Cheltenham's absolutely fine. He's had no reported interruptions that I know of with his preparation. They've just been gearing it all around Cheltenham. And I believe the last I heard, he's going to have two runs before the festival. And so he, at the moment, as I say, he's the one that I would have a bet on, because he's got, probably because he hasn't run. We're basing everything on last year. Yeah. And on that, for me, he hasn't got many question marks to answer.
He's going to make his reappearance in the Cotswold Chase, isn't he?
I believe so. Yeah. Where he's going to face Bristol Domain, incidentally.
Yeah.
At the end of January.
Where do you stand with Bristol Domain then? Because I think they've said ulcers haven't they, with a problem or something to do with that?
Yeah, he's been scoped and he's got ulcers following the King George. And it was, with him again, a bit like Sizing John, it was too bad to be true. It was too bad for it to be put down to the ground, too bad for it to be put down to being Kempton Park. And so he can be forgiven the run. Will he win the Gold Cup? No. Purely on the basis that it's highly unlikely the ground will be heavy.
Yeah.
If the only way that he will have any chance is if the word heavy appears in the going description. And based on trends of recent years, that is highly, highly unlikely. And his run of last year, when I think he was seventh in the Gold Cup, is probably his the best he can probably expect, sort of just outside the places on decent ground.
Final one I'm going to mention before I throw it open to you for any others, Stephen, is our Duke.
Yep.
He's had a back operation, very disappointing on reappearance, but given how he flew through the novice ranks last season, winning the Irish Grand National as a novice by however many lengths it was, I'd still be tempted by him at a double figure price, thinking that if it was just an injury that's slowed his progress a little bit, if he comes back firing like we saw him at the back end of last season, he could be very dangerous.
He could indeed. I agree entirely with that, Mark. I was at Leopardstown last year when he beat Coney Island in that Grade 1 novice chase, and I haven't got a natural eye for a horse in the way that, say, KP would, or people who have obviously had greater involvement with the animal themselves. But he was a fantastic looking animal. He really is a gorgeous individual, big, scopey. His performance in the Irish National was fantastic. He's reportedly come back great from that small back injury. Apparently he schooled the other day for the first time. I would think he's going to have a run before the Gold Cup. He's only had 10 starts. He's still very exciting for me. There is a reason, and a very plausible one, that's been found for his Down Royal defeat. So again, a bit like Native River, if he hadn't have run at Down Royal, he'd be shorter than he is, and he should still, for me, because there was a plausible reason, be shorter than Coney Island, because he's definitely achieved more. If he hadn't have run at Down Royal, he'd probably be the same price as him. So he arguably is probably a smidgen over value, and not over value, over priced at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Any others we haven't mentioned that you think deserve a mention?
No. Well, obviously it looks unlikely that York Hill will run here. But there'd be, in my view, he's got no chance of winning the Gold Cup, so he'd be wrong to. And Manella Rocco didn't run too badly in the Christmas chase, but I think this year's Gold Cup's going to be a bit hotter than last year's, so whether he can pick up some late pieces again with one or two more solid contenders in than last year, then I'd be very surprised with him.
I wonder if he's more of a national type anyway, Manella Rocco.
Well, yeah, but that again has that ship sail with last year. They should have run him last year, I think, personally, when he was very well in at the handicap.
Yeah,
because what's he done this year? Nothing.
So as it stands on the back of Christmas, what we've seen so far this season, and of course,
yeah,
going back through the form, past back class, if you like,
yeah,
who wins this year's Gold Cup?
Oh man, that is harsh. If it comes down to a straight might bite Sizing John battle, I would side with Sizing John.
Interesting. All right, well, thank you very much, Stephen.
It's
been a pleasure. Good luck, and enjoy the festival in 3 months' time.
Can't wait.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.